Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of the Grueling Truths Tuesday Night Boxing Edition. I'm your host, Mike Goodpaster, and I'd like to introduce, as always, my guest or my co-host, Joe Rodriguez. How you doing, Joe?
Good, Mike. Glad to be here.
Almost forgot your name. I'm sitting here doing four things at once. I got three people sending me messages at the same time. But we had a show 2 weeks ago with former light heavyweight champion Donnie Lalonde. And at the end of that show, he told us a little bit about what he was doing nowadays with his TK-000 Foundation. Let us welcome it again, Donnie Lalonde.
Thank you. Nice to be here, Mike.
So let's get into their foundation exactly. I mean, what's it an acronym for? How did you come up with the idea?
All right. Well, we've actually reduced it by TK-000 because of the extra O is really just for of, but it's the idea is taking care of our own. The idea is to, you know, help some boxers who, that's where kind of like the idea came from. I was at a boxing convention with a lot of fighters, and I realized, you know, a lot of the guys are struggling from the wear and tear of years in a boxing ring. And, you know, but that being said, shortly thereafter, it became very apparent to me, and I was informed by a lot of people from other sports like football, hockey, even soccer, where a lot of people are having trauma, contact sport-induced trauma problems post-career as well. So basically the idea is to, you know, try and take care of the guys who need the help right now, because the old famous scene of Don King walking in the ring with his fighter before the fight, and then his fighter getting knocked down and him just stepping over him and hugging the next guy, whispering in his ear and taking him under his wing, kind of stuck with me. And I just thought, somebody has to take care of these guys because the sport isn't doing it.
Yeah. Right now we've got a guest there. We've got a caller in that I know you know. It's Ron McCormick. You want to introduce Ron?
Sure. Ron is a friend and business partner that I've recently come to know in Las Vegas. I met Ron and was completely blown away by his knowledge and his wisdom as it relates to curing naturally and enhancing your health using natural products. Ron is a brilliant. He owns a health food store, but it's much more than a health food store in Las Vegas, and I'm sure he's going to have a lot of very valuable stuff to share with your listeners.
Yep, welcome to the show, Ron.
Hey, how you guys doing? Good hearing your voice again, Donnie. How you doing?
Thank you. Awesome, Ron. Thank you. I'm really happy.
Thank you for the kind words. You know, the 20 years I've been a nutritionist here in Las Vegas, it's been very rewarding. I've got to work with some of the top, you know, people in your field, pro boxers, you know, besides yourself, you know, little guys like Bernard Hopkins, Winky Wright, a ton of UFC fighters, Forrest Griffin, and many, many more to name a few. But, you know, you all, at your guys' level, when you are a top athlete like you are, it's so important to have your body operating at its fullest potential. And unfortunately, you know, having a Coke and a smile doesn't work in the field of body. So, you know, I'm really big into not only teach people how to eat right and be healthy, but get on foods that actually energize the body. Feed your body what it needs to be healthy. And in doing so, getting away from the acid-based foods that poison the body that are causing all these health disorders. Cancer is not by accident. Heart disease is not by accident. These are all diseases that are caused from our diet, unless you work in a nuclear plant possibly, but not too many of us Americans do that. So it's it's been a very rewarding, incredible experience, you know, being able to educate people and show them the proper way to eat and good things and bad things that are we should have in our diet. So, you know, I was talking to you a little bit earlier about, you know, pH balance. It's so important, and it's just getting rid of the acid foods. These soda pops are not good for us. All this dairy that our diet's plagued with is not good for us. You know, there's alternatives to dairy for calcium. You know, almond milk, fruits and vegetables have calcium. You know, we get calcium in salads. So there's a lot of, you know, the big dairy wants to, you know, say, oh, you need milk for calcium. It's not true. There's calcium in everything we eat. You know, but we got to have the magnesium to help that calcium absorb. And that's where most people, about 80% of the population, lacks magnesium. So there's other nutrients we got to get in our body. What I'd like to talk just a little bit about is you know, getting away from the genetically modified foods, all these poisons, Roundups and Agent Orange and all this stuff that Monsanto and their fellow companies are producing and pouring all over our vegetables that are toxifying our body. You know, these you know, I call Monsanto and these companies world terrorists. These guys are destroying the humankind and actually mutating our DNA because the chemicals are so strong. So it's very, very important when people, you know, they think GMO is not a big word. It's a huge word. Genetic modified foods is a huge word and a huge problem. Pesticides are a huge problem. You want to have organic food as much as possible unless you want to take the chance of developing cancer or having some serious health issues. So, you know, again, staying away from the artificial colors and sweeteners as much as possible. There's so many things that we have to look at on a daily basis to detoxify ourselves less and less. You know, it's one thing to get one poison in your body, but when you do 30 different things a day, your likelihood of getting developing an autoimmune disease or cancer or heart disease or something is a lot higher than maybe one or two. So, is there any special thing you guys want me to touch on with health and wellness?
Well, here, I've got one thing. We've got Joe Rodriguez. He's my co-host for the show. I mean, we just started recently talking about this. He didn't know a lot about it. So I thought, even though he didn't have a lot about or know a lot about it, I thought it would be perfect to have him on the show so he can kind of ask you guys some questions, since he's coming from it, from, you know, somebody that's trying to find out about it. So, Joe?
Okay.
Hey, Ron, Donnie, thanks very much for being on the show.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Well, this, I guess I'll be the representative of the people who are not very well informed about this. I have a two-part question for both of you. Everything you say makes perfect sense. I have no reason to doubt you. But how do you break the habits that we've developed our whole life? That's one. And then if we're willing to break these habits to eat more in a healthy manner, how can we afford it? These types of foods, I would imagine, are more expensive.
You want to speak to that, Ron, or do you want me to speak first?
Go ahead. You go first, I'll follow you up.
Okay, I'll just summarize. For me, how did I change? Well, I used to, you know, as a boxer, you have to run every day. Muhammad Ali said I had to run every day, so I had to run every day. And whether it hurt or not, I still did it. So, like, at a time in my early 20s, from eating the way I did growing up, just a typical diet for that very poor people ate, I would be running, and I'd be in so much pain, I would literally be crying while I ran, but I didn't have a choice because I had to run. And I was telling this to a friend, and he passed me a book that a fellow doctor that I know, Ron, also knows, N.W., I believe his initials were Walker. He had a book called The Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Juices. I read that book, went on a three-week juice and salad fast, and after 3 weeks, I lost like 28 pounds. Felt so good that I never turned around. So I think one thing people can do is educate themselves. You know, think out of the box. Don't go to CNN or Fox News for your nutritional advice. Go to a health food store. Look at, or not GNC, it's a pharmacy, but with, you know, not necessarily natural whole foods. It's more of a pharmacy. You're looking for health. Whole foods is probably the best known one. It's compromised a bit these days by letting GMOs into there, their food quite a bit. But that being said, they've got very well-educated nutritional people, or a naturopath. You know, one thing that people don't think about very much is we have Western medicine in America and in Canada, but we also have Chinese medicine. We have Ayurveda, which is Indian medicine, for like 10,000 years. We have our medicines 100 to 200 years old. These medicines have been around for thousands of years and have healed people without any side effects for thousands and thousands of years, and yet we kind of ignore them in our society. You can go to a naturopath instead of a regular doctor. Go to a naturopath and find a natural path to your health. There are just certain things you can do to take the early steps. So that's to answer the first question. What can you do? I would say first, educate yourself. And who are you listening to? Listen to people that are in the profession of educating you, of helping you heal yourself. That don't say, here, take a pill. Here, cut part of your body out to heal. That doesn't heal anything. Go to people that teach you how to nurture you, give yourself nutrition, and to heal you. So that's the first part. And the second part was, how can we afford that? Well, for example, one organic apple has five times as many nutrient value of minerals and vitamins in it as a GMO apple, or as a apple with herbicides in it, or pesticides and all kinds of sprays on it and in it. So you eat less. But, you know, we don't need to eat so much. We eat so much because most of the time we're thirsty, and Ron will touch on that. We need liquids that have alkalinity, that have a high alkaline level, that have nutrients in them, minerals, vitamins, not, you know, vitamin water in PVC-laced plastic bottles. We need real water. So people need, more than anything, an education, and take it upon yourself, because it's not going to be taught in the general schools who are sponsored and funded by corporate America, who doesn't care one bit about your health. Go ahead, Ron.
I have to agree that we live in a country, unfortunately, that's ran by less than 1%ers. You're talking about DuPont. You know, and this is all stuff you guys can research, the DuPont family. You have the Chase. You have the Rothschilds. You know, we're talking the Bush family. These are big people that have big, deep pockets that control the world. And unfortunately, a lot of Americans are misled to believe otherwise. But they own the big pharma companies. And, you know, I don't know if any of you listeners out there take more than one or two medications. I literally have customers walk in my store where doctors have them taking 30 medications daily. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. And these medications, I'm telling you, just so you know, the FDA approves drugs that do one thing. They do not approve a drug unless it has a kill rate. That means a drug has to kill you at a certain dosage in order for them to approve it. So all drugs do kill. And that's why there are warnings on drugs that say may cause heart attack, stroke, death, on and on and on. And you hear it on the TV commercials as well. This is real, people. These drugs really do cause these issues. So, in fact, the number three killer in the United States is prescription drugs. The next to heart disease and cancer is prescription drugs. So be aware of what you are taking. Inform yourself. Google. We're in this country. We're not like China right now. We can actually still look up things on Google and get educated and educate ourselves about proper pH balance, about what causes what, natural cures. There are serious things we can look up and find out real answers and get really educated. But like Donnie says, listen, go get organic food as much as possible. Get the ones that don't have Roundup and Agent Orange on them, because these do cause serious health issues. Go and get yourself a good liquid multivitamin that actually absorbs, unlike the tablet vitamins that have no absorbability. You know, I developed a product 20 years ago when I found out how bad the vitamin pills were after I became a nutritionist. It's called 3-Second Health. Go online and look at this product called 3-Second Health. It's a liquid vitamin that actually assimilates and absorbs into the body. 90-day difference. There's other vitamins out there. You don't have to buy mine, but get on a liquid-based vitamin that's whole food-based that doesn't have preservatives and artificial sweeteners and chemicals and stuff like that. But get yourself juicing organic foods. This would be a good start. And your question was, how do I start? Listen, baby steps work. So instead of having potatoes and pastas and breads at night for dinner, replace that with some broccoli or asparagus or salad. Start cutting those starchy carbs out at night that cause the body fat. You know, start making little changes. Start eating more fish instead of red meat. Instead of milk from a cow that adult cows don't drink, because we all know adult cows drink water. They don't drink milk. Well, guess what? We're adult humans. We don't need to drink milk anymore. We're weaned. We don't need to have that in our body. Do alternatives, though. If you feel like you need extra calcium above and beyond what you're getting from your fruits and vegetables, then drink some almond milk. Almond milk has twice as much calcium as actually milk from a cow. So there are certain things, and like I say, use your phones, use your computers, Google the heck out of stuff, do some research, because one thing we can do, guys, is Americans, I know we don't have any control of who runs the world, we don't have control of what's going on in the Middle East, we don't have control of religion, there's a lot we can't control. We can't control the chemtrails in there, we cannot control usually who becomes president, okay? That was proven clear back in the Florida deal with Gore and Bush, but what we can control is what goes in our body. We have control of whether we drink, smoke, do drugs, do crack, do cocaine. We have control of whether we put prescription drugs in our body that are going to kill us. So if we make our body healthy, we don't need drugs that kill us. So it's up to us, and we're responsible for our own cells. We get to say what goes in our body. Unless you're in jail, then you're screwed.
I just got a message from a friend of mine that I know I talked to Donnie about a few weeks ago. We spoke earlier today, but I didn't bring it up yet. He's listening in. He's got prostate cancer. He served in Vietnam, Agent Orange. He was at Camp Lejeune when the government basically put chemicals in the water. He's got prostate cancer. Nothing that modern medicine is doing is really helping him. For somebody that has cancer, what would you tell that patient?
You know, and this is a huge deal. Unfortunately, I'll tell your friend, I'll pray for him. Unfortunately, a lot of Vietnam vets suffer from the exact same issue: prostate cancer, colon cancer from the Agent Orange. So it's this is a Monsanto product, DuPont product that they put out, just like they're putting out daily, still in our foods now. And it's part of the pesticides. And unfortunately, it's not an easy disease to cure. He needs to change his whole diet. He needs to start going alkaline. He needs to find out, Google an area where they have alkaline water available for him. And he needs to go on a greens diet. Nothing but alkalinity. There are people that get, they're told, look, you've got a month, 2-6 months to live. You're terminal. Go say goodbye. Go on a vacation, whatever you want, because it's not going to help you to do therapy. These people disappear to Mexico and some other countries. They come back 6 months later cancer-free. How they do this is they go on an alkaline-based diet. They get rid of all the processed foods, all the sodas, all the dairy, all the sugar, all this stuff that feeds cancer. They get away from it 100%. They do wheatgrass. They do green shots. They do spinach, kale. They go on a super high alkaline diet. The disease cannot live in an alkaline environment. And again, I don't know how far his cancer is. Hopefully it's not so far that it can't be reversed. But I'm telling you by experience, I've heard lots of stories how people's diseases such as cancer have reversed and gone into remission. So we, of course, can never say natural products will naturally cure in this and that in this country. But hey, in other countries it works. So we know in this country only prescription drugs, chemotherapy, radiation, that's the only thing that works in U.S. America. So you may have to cross over to Mexico or do what they do in Mexico to cure cancer naturally.
Go ahead, Donnie.
Let me speak up for a sec. First of all,
sure.
I have to say this on behalf of both Ron and I, and I believe this to be true, Ron. Neither one of us are medical doctors. Neither one of us are prescribing anything. We're not suggesting medical cures or anything like that. I want to do a major disclaimer there, so I don't go to jail for doing a radio interview and sharing what I know about natural health. So all of you guys out there scrutinizing who these guys are talking, I'm acknowledging right now that I have grade 9 education, and I am not a doctor, and I am not qualified to cure or give prescriptions or anything. But what I can do is share my own stories, and I can share my own experiences. I've been had 6 different diagnoses that have all said my career was ended or should be ended back in the 80s. I fought for like 20 years after that. So what I can say from my experience is not everything a doctor tells you ends up being factual. And as Mike is saying, in many other countries in the world, there are many other ways to deal with things. Even in America and Canada, you can go to many other types of practitioners, as I suggested at the very beginning. So don't just stop by going to a medical doctor. Go to a naturopath. Go to a Ayurvedic doctor. Go to a Chinese doctor, an acupuncturist. These guys all have different type of education than Western-trained medical people. Now, another place you can go is you can go to the Hippocrates Health Institute at West Palm Beach, Florida. It's in West Palm Beach, Florida. Check it out on the Internet, Hippocrates Health Institute. It's been there for 60 years. They do exactly what Ron said. They put you on a high-alkaline, live food, live enzyme diet that completely puts your body into a state of life as opposed to filling it full of stuff that is essentially death, what we call food these days in boxes. Get back, get in touch with people that heal people by filling their body, satiating their body with high alkalinity and nutrients that actually give life to your body. So to me, that's basically what I can share on that. I wanted to just speak to one thing that Mike spoke of, and that is milk. Back in 1980 was the very first article that was ever done with me involved, where they interviewed me. They said, Donnie, the FDA wants to ban boxing, or the AMA, I think it was. What do you think of that? And I said, boxing and the people in the world should ban the FDA or the AMA, whichever it was. They tell people cow's milk is good for them. Cow's milk it's full of pus, hormones, herbicides, pesticides. They feed cows, dead cows that are rotten. I mean, like, people, wake up. This is not what the dairy industry is telling you, is not what the truth is. You know, people just see an ad and they literally buy it. I mean, don't forget, these people are selling you stuff. A friend of mine has a company in Sweden called Oatly, oat products. They make milk with oats, very pure organic oats. It's wonderful stuff. They're being sued by the dairy industry because they say made for humans, there's no, no cow. We make milk, but it's made for humans. I mean, you know, this is a very political thing. It's all business. And we're just trying to share with you guys stuff that we have learned through our own experience, that there are alternatives to the standard way of life that we are told is the way to live, that has led to literally the sickest, sophisticated society in the history of mankind. The United States has like the number 36 of the best health in the world. But it's the number one most expensive, and it's probably one of the most educated countries in the world. How can that be? Because people are listening and being informed by people that make money through their information on you. I am just sharing this because I care about my fellow man.
All right, once again, we're listening to former light heavyweight champion Donnie Lalonde and Ron McCormick, who's a 20-year nutritionist, has worked with numerous fighters and other athletes. Joe, I think you have another question.
Yeah, Donnie and Ron, fascinating, the information you're putting out there. I hope we have a lot of listeners. Given what you've been saying and the fact that you're both public people and it's pretty revolutionary, have you caught some heat from the powers that be?
I mean, the only heat I have is when I have spoken in front of boxing sanctioning bodies to medical boards because I'm looking for help in the TKO initiative taking care of our own, trying to take care of the very fighters that these organizations make their livings from, that the promoters make their livings from, the trainers, the managers, everybody makes their livings from the off the back of these boxers. And I'm trying to get the attention of people in the industry to help me so that I can afford to provide alternative options for these guys to heal their damaged bodies and brains from boxing. And I have to, of course, speak to their medical board, who completely disregard everything I say and suggest that cures that I have experienced were in my head. Well, if the doctor diagnosed them one day, I had pneumonia and on Friday, and on Monday I didn't, my head must be pretty darn strong to have created and then gotten rid of pneumonia in 3 days. So somebody's wrong here. And anyway, so I've gotten a little flack from them. But I personally am not in the business again. So I'm not in the business at this point in my life that speaking can really be looked at and pin me in a corner. But I'm definitely working at getting in the business by creating what would be called Well of Wellness, an online portal for sharing information, giving people access to and directions for services and practitioners that can help them with health issues, as well as providing health-enhancing products like a lot of stuff that Ron has. I mean, Ron's passionate. He's been into this for 20 years. I'm just now entering it because I was busy doing other things in my life. But since 1980, and I spoke about the milk thing, I have been passionately involved with holistic health. It's how I've healed my body many, many times. It's how I got through 27 years of boxing, football, hockey, child abuse, and my brain still works. Why? Because nature has cures for everything, and I've used these things, and that's what I'm sharing.
Well,
yeah,
right
for
now,
me,
I'd like
to
say, real quick, Ron, let me get this in. The show is a live 30-minute show, so at the bottom of the hour, we'll cut off. You can actually go to the Grueling Truth Facebook page, or you can go to Blog Talk Radio. You can find the rest of the show. We'll be podcast. It'll be another 15 minutes after we go off the air. Sorry for the interruption, Ron. Go ahead.
No problem. Yeah, you know, honestly, I've been doing this 20 years. I make sure that I let people know that I am not a doctor. I am a nutritionist. I actually have education on how the body works as far as the insides. I understand how the intestines work, how the gut works. So I know nothing about drugs other than the harmful side effects that they list on the sides of them. So I don't prescribe drugs. I don't tell people not to take drugs. I recommend people getting educated to where they don't have to be on drugs to make themselves healthy. But, you know, again, I've never caught any heat only because I stay out of the limelight and I don't get on TV and you know, bash, you know, what's going on too much. I've done a couple, you know, Fox 5 shows and stuff, but on those, I'm simply just educating people about what they can do to enhance their body and their life and get their body nutrient rich. You know, there's, again, like I say, there's not a whole lot we can do about Big Pharma and Monsanto's and Agent Orange and all this stuff. It's bigger than we are. Unless everyone's together, which unfortunately most of the country's dumbed down pretty good and they don't care. They care more about Kardashian and Bruce Jenner's sex change right now. They're more interested in that than who their own governor of their state is. So unfortunately we've got a lot of people in this country that really don't care, and that's why we have a 60-70% obesity and overweight problem. People don't even look in the mirror anymore a lot of times. So unfortunately, you know, it's tough. I do recommend that people, you know, start watching. If they want some good information, there's a lot of good information on YouTube. Nearly Dead is a good one. Sports Over Knives is a really good educational film. Even watching Dr. Oz. Believe it or not, Dr. Oz has a lot of good nutritional information. He had a doctor on there the other day that educated people about the importance of alkalinity, replacing sugars with stevia and a lot of stuff that I talk about. So believe it or not, Dr. Oz is pretty impressive a lot of times, the information and education and the nice pictorials he does to educate people. So, you know, there's a lot of good information out there. So myself, again, to answer your question, no, I have not caught any heat. We're very FDA compliant. I help companies manufacture supplements that are high quality and all natural. I manufacture myself. We do a really good greens products. I work with a lot of cancer patients. I, in fact, have a lot of medical doctors and oncologists, which are cancer doctors. For those of you who have never, they don't know a lot about cancer, they send their patients to me to get them on alkaline-based diets. Cancer Centers of America is very good. They're a really good treatment center because they do a lot of the health and wellness part, whether you're doing chemotherapy or not, and getting people on good vitamin sources and nutrition and green diets and stuff like that too. So there are some good cancers, like Donnie was mentioned earlier, down in Florida. So there are some really good things to do. But again, to answer your question, no, I have not caught heat, and I hope I never do. You know, I'm not trying to fight some people around the world. So.
Well, I can tell you, in my opinion, I think the GMOs, the genetically modified food, are basically to dumb people down so they let stuff like this happen. And I believe a lot of people, I mean, when you get a chemical imbalance in your minerals, your vitamins and everything, I don't think you think correctly. And you're dumbed down and you're watching the Kardashians and you see this stuff. And I believe the government, you know, they kind of throw something up here for everybody to kind of stare at while they're doing other things behind the scenes. And, I mean, I think that's a huge problem. And they want people stupid. They want people dependent on the government. I mean, that's why, you know, they take jobs, they ship them overseas. I mean, people get on food stamps. If you're on food stamps and you've got government health care and you're dependent on the government for your livelihood, then you're more apt to just turn the other way and let them do whatever you want. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I mean, I think generally speaking, you know, a lot of people go on food stamps because they have problems financially, and that can be for a lot of reasons. A lot of people are happy to not really be so proactive in their life. A lot of people do everything they can to get a job, and in this world and economy, it's not so easy. So it's pretty hard to speak to that. But certainly, the more people that are on government-connected programs, Army, Navy, police, National Guard, politicians, government workers, fire, I mean, you name it. There are so many people attached to government these days that those people don't even have a choice, really, in what they can and can't do. They have to take these shots. They have to, some of them even have to get these RFID tags now. I mean, you know, it's a pretty scary place that this is all heading. And if you're tied to the government like that, you don't have a lot of choice. But that being said, in the end, what you put in your mouth, as Ron said, is definitely your choice. And I would be very, very careful to, you know, educate yourself, as Ron suggested. You know, that's really much what it comes down to. Let's put it this way. There are a lot of misinformation campaigns that go on to have people thinking one thing is what you need, like, for example, going back to cow's milk. Cow's milk is made for cows. The caffeine in the cow's milk is 8 times more dense than our body is capable of absorbing. So think of it. You're not a cow. Now, goat's milk is very close to human system. The human system, the goat's digestive system is very close. So you can assimilate what's in a goat's milk or an almond milk because it's a nut. Now, just, again, it goes down to, as Popeye always said, you got to get me an education.
Yeah, and the other thing I can speak on is this. I've got a son that, I mean, I don't have too many problems with at home, I mean, with the fight and stuff like that. But at school, he gets in trouble all the time because he'll talk or he's fidgety. And they try to tell me he's got ADHD. And I can tell you, 2 years ago, I was making more money than I am now. I had the ability to just keep him straight organic all the time. All of us did. Everybody drops 20 pounds right away. For a complete semester of school, he got in no trouble at all. But then after a while, the price of the organic food made it harder and harder to keep up with. And we're going to go back to that now, but I did some research on like the ADD, the ADHD, and you find out that it really didn't exist here in the early 90s, and the government gives grants for every kid that basically is on that medicine. The school district gets $400, and I think that it's a big scam. I mean, what's your opinion of the ADHD, Ron?
ADHD is a is a BS diagnosis. What ADHD is a lack of nutrients. It's lacking vitamins. It's lacking essential fats. What happens in the back of your brain is you have these neurotransmitters. These neurotransmitters get connected by having what they call omega-3 oils. Omega-3 oil is an ALA, which turns into a DHA. That DHA is very essential for those neurotransmitters to connect. Well, in this country, unfortunately, we are told to eat a lot of what? Beef. Back to the cows, right? We don't eat fish. Guess what beef doesn't have? It doesn't have omega-3 oils. Guess what it does have? Saturated fat. It actually clogs your arteries. So we are not in this country. And prime example, let me tell you, give you a little explanation of a difference of countries. Japan, one of the healthiest countries in the world. What do they eat all day long? Fish. They eat seaweed. They eat kelp. Oh, and they drink green tea. So their kids are very smart there. You know, a fifth grader is smarter than most people that graduated with a high school education here in this country. Why? Their government actually, you know, makes sure that they're educated well and has a good system. But they also eat healthy. They have an alkaline-based diet. Green tea is very alkaline. It has polyphenols, which are cancer fighters instead of cancer fighters like soda pop. They don't drink milk. They eat seaweed. They eat kelp. Kelp is so important for the body. Kelp helps it has iodine, which helps regulate your thyroid and prevents thyroid cancer. So they have a completely opposite diet of what we have here in the United States, which is an acid-based diet. They have an alkaline-based diet. So prime example, that's why they don't have ADD. To answer your question, all you need is omega-3 oils. I put people on them all the time. We ship them out all day long from my store all over the country. You want to have a good dosage, though. You want to have a 500 to 1,000 milligram dosage of DHA in that omega-3 you're taking. So not all products are made equally. You know, anytime you guys need help or your listeners need help, they're welcome to get a hold of me, and I'll give them a free nutritional consultation or any health issues. I have no problem with that. You know, they can call our 888 number and get a hold of us, but or go to one of the websites and email me. We have pureformlabs.com or 3secondhealth.com, and we can actually help them out.
Well, I can definitely say this. I ordered some from Ron today. We'll see how it goes. I'll give an update on the show here in about a month or so, and we'll see how that goes. But I have no doubt Ron knows what he's talking about. I Google searched his name, looked him up. I think he's definitely legit. We got about 5-6 minutes left. Donnie, do you want to explain to us what you're doing right now presently and what your plans are in the future for your TKOO organization?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I just decided recently, actually on my last trip to Vegas, Bob and I have a mutual friend, Bob Golden. And Bob spends so much time raising money for so many charities, and I just cringe at what I see. All the money is being raised for research, medical research. In other words, you know, more money going into the pockets of more multinational corporations that don't need the money to make more drugs that don't work for people. And I really think it's wonderful that people are compassionate and want to help, and so they donate to these places. But, oh, my God, please just help me just get 5 fighters and show you on video in 3 weeks or a month how we can reverse their symptoms by, you know, sharing some natural ways that they can enhance the health of their body and reverse the damage that they've had from boxing, hockey, football, these different contact sports. So I've decided I'm going to take TKOO to a 501c charitable organization so that I can raise some money to finally turn the page with this thing and get some exemplary examples of athletes that will be able to speak from their own experience. They won't be able to diagnose and prescribe, but you'll see them on video as young champions, as older people when they are hurt before they did our program, and then how well they'll be doing after a program. And so that's one thing I'm doing is working on that. And the other thing I'm doing is working on taking the TKO initiative worldwide and trying to help heal and give a second chance at life to all these great athletes that we all admire during their career, but forget about until we read about their obituary after their career. So, like it says, taking care of our own, and that's what I'm working towards, trying to get our initiative, which will then be a charitable organization, so I can get there and help the guys.
All right, and Ron, once again, I think it's very important you get your information out too. Just go ahead and go through your website. You want to give out your phone number? Just go ahead and go through all that.
Yeah, sure. So my websites are pureformlabs.com, 3secondhelp.com, or juicemehelp, or juicemehelp.com. Oh, geez, I'm sorry. juicemehelpbar.com. We have nutrition stores and juice bars. I'm available for free nutritional consultation for anyone that has any questions. You know, I'm here to help. I actually give a damn about my fellow man, and I would love to help anyone have the chance to live a longer, healthier life. So, you know, give me a call. My information is free. I want to make a difference. You can reach me, my 888 number, and leave a message, and I'll call back at 888-363-9817. If you're in Vegas, stop in at my store and see me and say hi. You can also, there are quite a few videos of me talking about nutritional products and pH balance. Just, you can YouTube me or Google Ron McCormick like you did. And there's quite a bit of stuff that I've been doing this for so long. So it's funny, girls used to Google me. Who are you? Well, I used to be single.
I Google Brad. Everybody that I talk to. You never know what you're talking to.
It's very smart. So, hey, thank you for all your listeners, you know, listening in, and hopefully you guys can share the information with your friends and family and make a difference and make this a better place in the world and make people healthier at least.
And we appreciate you being on, Ron.
Thank you, and everyone, take a look at Donnie's. It's you know, an incredible, important initiative to make a difference and help out. So I really always give, and you know, giving is receiving. You know, you give, you get. So y'all remember that when you go to bed tonight. Have a nice night, everyone.
And Donnie, real quick, is there any place where people can donate now, or do you plan on starting a campaign with that soon?
Yeah, unfortunately not. Would have been fairly timely, of course. I'll have to get back on your program when we have we're going to do a crowdfunding campaign. And again, as I said, get a 501c3 so that we are, you know, a charitable organization that's registered and able for people to write their donation off. So we'll just have to say when I'm ready, I'll have to be able to get back on the show here and let you know. I'd appreciate that opportunity.
Oh, we will definitely have you on whenever you want to be on. Joe, you got any final comments?
One of the people you could hit for a donation, Donnie, is Sugar Ray Leonard.
I could ask him for a donation?
Sure. He could afford it.
I know he can afford it. I don't know. Yeah, you know, like, again, that's all individual stuff, and certainly Ray can afford it. A lot of guys can afford it. But it's a matter of...
Yeah, the problem's between who will afford it and who will actually do it.
Exactly. And that's where a real champion comes in. And when I get the opportunity to open that door and invite them in, we'll just see who steps up. But they will all be invited, yep. I guarantee you.
I will definitely give some. I don't know how much, but I'll give whatever I can. I know Joe probably will, too.
Well, one thing about natural medicine is it does not cost a lot of money. And so, it's, you know, all we're doing is providing opportunity to these guys and creating some treatments for them and providing treatments for them. So we're talking like, you know, in the $10,000 range to turn a person's life and health around compared to, I know a friend, his father had cancer. It was costing him $1 million every time he got chemo. He got 6 treatments and then died. About a week, you know, a couple days after the last chemo treatment, died of what he got chemo for. So basically, it's $1 million.
Well, they're about to cut us off here. We only got a few seconds left, and they will rudely cut us off, too, to go to the next show. So I just want to thank you guys for calling in. Remember, Donnie Lalonde's TKOO Foundation. You can find it on the Grueling Truth Facebook page also and Twitter. And Ron McCormick, health nutritionist, make sure you get a hold of him for all your nutritional needs, any questions you have. But, hey, it was a great show. Thanks a lot for calling in, guys.
Thank you, guys, very much for having us.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, Donnie and Ron.
That's fine.
Take care. Have a good night, guys.
Yep, you too. Hey, remember, The Grueling Truth next Thursday night. There will be no Tuesday night show. I'll be in...